here's a story from The World.
Nearly 80 years ago, the U.S. and Mexico tried an experiment known as the Bracero program. It brought Mexican laborers north for temporary jobs. Yesterday on The World, we told you about the history of that program and current talks of reviving something similar. The U.S. still relies heavily on temporary work visas. They help employ foreign workers in everything from high tech to ski resorts to agriculture. But as The World's Daisy Contreras reports, some of the problems we saw decades ago with the Bracero program still exist today.
Maribel Hernandez gives me a tour of her house.
Tiene gallinas, pollitos, un pato.
Her mom likes animals, she says, so they have chickens, roosters, and even a duck running around. Hernandez, who's 30, lives in the port city of Tampico in Mexico's Gulf Coast. Normally, this time of year, Hernandez would be in Louisiana, peeling crawfish. Now, she's unemployed. Last summer, I spoke to her and another coworker just after they were fired from Acadia Crawfish. They'd fallen ill with COVID, and Hernandez says they were let go, unfairly, when they went to a hospital without permission. But a company spokesperson told a local newspaper that they didn't fire the workers. The workers abandoned the job.
Y pues sí me siento triste y sin ningún futuro, ya que al ir a trabajar a los Estados Unidos, era el único medio de apoyar a mi familia.
Hernandez says it was a sudden end to her job as a guest worker in the States. It's how she provided for her son and parents. She's tried finding work in Mexico, but there's a big difference in pay. In Louisiana, she made about $80 a day. In Mexico, the minimum wage for a day's work is $7. For now, Hernandez and her family depend on her sister, who sends cash from the U.S. Hernandez filed a complaint with OSHA against her former employer, but the case was dismissed. OSHA officials said there wasn't enough proof that her rights were violated. This was a blow to Hernandez and workers' rights advocates.
So in a way, this sends a message to employers that the U.S. government is not going to come after them if they don't comply with their obligations.
Evi Peña is in Mexico with Centro de los Derechos del Migrante, a workers' rights group that's been working with Hernandez on her case.
And unfortunately, it could also send a message to workers. Why speak out when the system is going to fail them?
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador recently told President Joe Biden he'd like to create a new guest worker program with the U.S. Mexico could provide the labor the U.S. needs, he said. But advocates like Peña say both governments need to revamp the existing guest worker visas instead of creating a new program. There needs to be more rights for the workers, they say. Mireya Loza, an associate professor of history at Georgetown University, agrees. She says López Obrador's suggestion ignores the labor exploitation vulnerable communities face.
And so what we need is we need permanent year-round employees that are enabled to speak back, that are given the platform to say, no, you want me to work 3 hours for free? That is not possible. You need to compensate me. No, you want me to live in substandard housing? The rules are that you can't do this.
Loza says guest workers should also be able to move from one employer to the next. Right now, that's really tough to do. Employers have too much control, she says. That's what happened to Maribel Hernandez. She didn't have options last year after she was laid off. And now that she's been outspoken about her situation, she fears she's blacklisted. She also wants things to change.
Si están pasando por alguna situación, ¿verdad?
If a worker is facing issues on the job, changing jobs can prevent exploitation, Hernandez says. Workers should also have better health benefits. Almost a year after surviving COVID-19, she's still dealing with symptoms. She's tired and has chronic back pain. But despite the hardships, Hernandez says she doesn't regret speaking up.
No me arrepiento, porque al igual sé que mi caso puede servir para muchos migrantes.
And until things change, she hopes other workers feel empowered to do the same. For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.